We've heard the impasse ourselves, Utah's governor, the outdoor gear companies, over public lands. The retailers wanted Utah's elected leaders to back off their opposition to Bears Ears National Monument.
If you're giving me an ultimatum here on the phone, then the answer is I guess we're going to have to part ways.
After that tense conference call last month, the organizers of the outdoor retailer trade shows announced their intention to pull out of Utah in protest. But it appears Salt Lake City's council wants to mend fences. Council Vice Chair Charlie Luke is with me live now. He's on the KSL Newsline. So you're considering a resolution about this problem today. What does it say?
Well, really what we're going to be asking the Outdoor Retailer Association, and as well as the businesses that that participate, is to really let's take another look at their decision to leave Salt Lake City. And to really work together, to have Salt Lake, to work together as Salt Lake City and with the outdoor retailers, to work on better access to public lands in the state. And what we're going to be asking them to do is to look at Salt Lake City's track record in terms of the preservation, our 100-year plus experience preserving our watershed and our access to public lands. In the canyons near Salt Lake City. This is something that we do take seriously, and we're encouraging them to work with us as we move forward and try to increase access to public lands throughout the state.
Are you asking outdoor retailer basically to sidestep the state, forget about all that, and look at us?
Exactly. I mean, I think, when oftentimes we, Salt Lake City gets lumped in with everything else, And I think what we're going to find out, and I think what the retailers will find out if they do end up leaving the city, is that there isn't anywhere else like the experience that they have in Salt Lake City. The proximity to the mountains, the proximity to the deserts, it's something that no other city can really compete with. And so instead of just packing up and leaving. We're looking for partners in our efforts to preserve our public open spaces, and we ask the retailers to partner with us.
Charlie, we only have a moment, but is this a Hail Mary on the part of the Salt Lake City Council?
No, I mean, I don't think it's a Hail Mary. I think it's just something that we feel very, very passionately about. The outdoor retailers for, a long time now has been an integral part of Salt Lake City's economic development. Our restaurants, our residents, all benefit greatly from their presence. And I feel that we have been great hosts, and we just ask them to reconsider and to work with us to better the access to our public lands.